either contain their processors in their expressions or be expressed in terms of a more basic language fulfilling this requirement. Accordingly, the expressions of SCSPL are dynamic informational configurations of information processors, implying that SCSPL everywhere consists of information and acceptive transductive syntax in a state of logical intersection. Together, information and syntax comprise infocognition, self-transducing information in the form of SCSPL syntactic operators that cross-absorptively communicate by acquiring each other's informational states as cognitive syntactic content. It is to the common basis of these two components that information may be reduced in the SCSPL context. Where the term telesis denotes this common component of information and syntax, SCSPL grammar refines infocognition by binding or constraining telesis as infocognition. To the extent that any grammar functions by the recursive application of syntactic rules, SCSPL grammar is recursive, self-calling. However, SCSPL grammar is not merely deterministically or non-deterministically recursive, but telic recursive. While an ordinary grammar recursively processes information or binds informational potential to an invariant syntax that distributes over its products, GA grammar binds telesis, infocognitive potential ranging over possible relationships of syntax and state, by cross-refining syntax and its informational content through telic recursion. Telic recursion is the process responsible for configuring the syntax-content relationships on which standard informational recursion is based. Its existence is an ontological requirement of reality. The telic recursive cross-refinement of syntax and content is implicit in the seed of GA grammar, the MU form, which embodies the potential for perfect complementarity of syntax and state, law and matter. Since this potential can only be specifically realized through the infocognitive binding of telesis, and localized telic binding is freely and independently affected by localized, mutually decoherent telic operators, deviations from perfect complementarity are ubiquitous. SCSPL evolution, which can be viewed as an attempt to help this complementarity emerge from its potential status in MU, incorporates a global syntactic invariant that works to minimize the total deviation from perfect complementarity of syntax and state as syntactic operators freely and independently bind telesis. This primary SCSPL invariant, the telic principle, takes the form of a selection function with a quantitative parameter, generalized utility, related to the deviation. The telic principle can be regarded as the primary component of SCSPL syntax, the spatiotemporally distributed self-selective choice to exist coinciding with MU. SCSPL incorporates the concepts of syntactic stratification and syntactic distribution. For example, because the laws of mathematics everywhere apply with respect to the laws of physics, the former distribute over the latter in the syntactic sense. Thus, where the laws of mathematics and physics are denoted by S1, LMS, and S2 respectively, S1 distributes over S2, i.e. forms a syntactic covering for S2. Essentially, this means that the laws of mathematics are everywhere a required syntactic component of the language of physics. With S2 is associated an SCSPL sublanguage called LO, with a letter O subscript. LO constitutes the world of perception, the classical objective universe of sense data traditionally studied by science. LO is contained in the telic recursive, pre-informational phase of SCSPL, LS, which encompasses the cross-refinement of LO syntax and LO content from the pre-infocognitive aspect of SCSPL. The part of SCSPL grammar confined to LO incorporates certain restrictions to which LS is not subject. E.g., the grammatical portion of LO S2 is fixed, distributed, and supposedly continuous, while that of LS can also be mutable, local, and discrete, in a word, telic. Ging grammar is the generative grammar of SCSPL equals LS LO. Ging grammar is unlike an ordinary grammar in that its processors, products, and productions coincide and are mutually formed by telic recursion. Syntax and state, loosely analogous to form and content, or productions and products, are mutually refined from telesis through telic recursion by infocognitive processors. Production rules include the telic principle, distributed elements of syntax formed in the primary phase of telic recursion, and more or less polymorphic telons formed by agent-level telors. The corresponding modes of production are global telic recursion, informational recursion by distributed syntax, and local telic recursion. The words produced by Gong grammar are not strings of symbols, but LO spatial relationships among parallel processors that can read and write to each other's states. In effect, the states of its processors are roughly analogous to the symbols and strings of an ordinary language. The processors of Ging grammar thus function not only as transducers, but as symbolic placeholders for observables and values, while their external states correspond to products and their state transitions realize the productions of the grammar. In other words, the states and state transitions of the processors of Gong grammar comprise a representation of Gong grammar, rendering SCL a dynamic self-modeling language or interactive self-simulation. In the following description, products are limited to the physical end products associated with LO. This is in no way to be interpreted to mean that the only SCSPL products are physical products. In fact, everything in a CSPL is to some extent a telic recursive product of everything else. However, where the primary explanandum is physical, scientifically observable, reality, LO is an appropriate choice. Gai Guo RP contains one A set O of active reflexive objects, including Gong itself, the processors, producers, reducers of Gong. All processors are capable of and responsive to informational, deterministic recursion. O includes a distinguished set C equals Gong AQ of syntactic operators, coherent processors capable of or responsive to telic recursion. In general, the parts of SCSPL syntax active within a given operator depend on its specific type. SAT includes the global processor GUN, the set Q, QI, of reducible and irreducible stable particles that are responsive to telic recursion in a degree proportional to their freedom and coherence, and the set A of telic agents, active telic recursive operators or TLORs capable of expressing teleology on the local level. Elements of A need not occupy LO, but may exist in LS. Where Bai denotes the generalized self-selection parameter of Gong, the elements of A are required by Gong as internal responsive sensor controllers. 2. A set R equals RO RS of products containing a subset RO, Guxuzo, To, PO of LO product states, including all of the relations of LO, and a subset RS of TLONs or pre-products generated in LS by telic recursion associated with global or agent-level syntactic operators. The elements of SexO are spatial relations, those of TOO are temporal relations, and those of PIO are spatiotemporal relations, containing both TOO relations. CO consists of relations of states regarding which the corresponding transducers have no mutual input. TOO consists of sequences of consecutive states of single objects, and PIO consists of processes or combinations of both. These states are not in general fully determined by LO rules of state transformation, but require telic augmentation for actualization. 3. A set P, N, T, consisting of the productions of GUM. N consists of the distributed descriptors of PIO, including the spatiotemporally distributed Markovian and conservative descriptors called laws of physics, while T consists of active LS entities analogous to those of N, but associated with specific TLONs, pre-products. From RS and subject to coordinated local variation, in the context of higher-order telonic relationships. The elements of N are determined in the primary stage of telic recursion, while those of T are determined in the secondary stage of telic recursion. 4. A starting configuration, the MU form mu, which is identical to the telic recursion event which creates it. The inception of SPL and Gong grammar is a telic recursion, not an informational algorithmic recursion. It is this identity of event and outcome that determines the innate spatial and temporal characteristics of spacetime, for which mu is the seed. The MU form can be regarded as an intrinsic perturbation, or intrinsic asymmetry, in UBT. The MU form is distributed over SCSPL. A processor of a grammar G is any natural or artificial dynamical system that operates, changes state, or processes information in conformance to the rules of G. Unlike ordinary generative grammars, Gong grammar requires no external processors. Its processors and productions are identical. Thus, Gong grammar is executed by its own productions in levels of syntactic distribution ranging from the global to the object level. In fact, OR and P processors, products, states, and production events all coincide and thus exhibit a form of triality. This three-way coincidence is characteristic of Gong grammar and captures many of its essential features. ORP coincidence is already to some extent realized in the standard language grammar processor model of computation theory, but only inadvertently. While linguistic processing is dynamically paralleled by changes in the internal and external states of processors, the processors are still considered separate from the language and grammar being processed. Moreover, the basic medium of processing is not considered. The model is not self-sufficient, and recursion is merely informational and computational. There is no allowance for infocognition or telic recursion. SCSPL shares none of these limitations. GAN Grammar generates SCSPL according to the utility of its sentient processors, including the self-utility of GAN and the utility of its LO relations to TLERS in A. GAN and A generate TLONs on the global and local level respectively. Thus, they must be capable of recognizing and maximizing the selection parameter U. In the case of human TLERS, for example, this requires the QPS and ETS components of the HCS. As such, they are responsible for telic recursion and may be regarded as the generators of Yin grammar, while the set Q of elementary physical objects are freely and competitively acquired by TLONs and thus occupy an ontologically secondary position. Yigang grammar is conspansive. Non-global processors alternate between the generation and selective actualization of possible productions, and thus between the generative and selective, inner expansive and requantizative, phases of conspansion. The selective phase of an operator coincides with interactive mutual acquisition events, while the generative phase coincides with the generation and selective actualization of possible productions through holological multiplexing. In conjunction with extended spatiotemporal superposition, conspansion provides the means of local, telic, and informational recursion. Conspansion is a global process which cannot be locally differentiated as to rate. Its rate is thus a globally invariant time-space conversion factor, and because all changes of local state must be expressed in terms of it, it is maximal. This invariant maximal rate of production is referred to as the rate of conspansion C and can be physically identified with the speed of light in vacuo, 48. The implications of the constancy of C and N in light of MAP have already been noted with respect to internally apparent accelerating expansion of the global operator. It is instructive to experiment with the various constructions that may be placed on LS and LO. For example, one can think of LS as LSIM, reflecting its self-simulative, telic recursive aspect, and of LO as LOUT, the output of this self-simulation. One can associate LO with observable states and distributed deterministic state transition syntax, and LS with the metasyntactic telic principle. One can even think of LS and LO as respectively internal and partially external to SCSPL syntactic operators, and thus as loosely correspondent to the subjective and objective aspects of reality. Where LS and LO are associated with the coherent inner expansion and decoherent requantization phases of conspansion, so then are subjective and objective reality, simulation and output, wave and particle. In other words, the subjective-objective distinction, along with complementarity, can be viewed as functions of conspansive duality. The fact that LO has a foliated structure, consisting of space-like sheets, with temporal rules confined to the operators embedded in the sheets, suggests that its inter-operator, state-wise, ectosyntactic, level of structure be regarded as essentially spatial in character. Thus, where space denotes the external relationships among operators and time denotes their internal self-relationships, one might also think of LS and LO as corresponding approximately to time and space. The correspondence is approximate because LS and LO are mutually inclusive, reflecting the logical coupling of space and time. LO topologically contains LO-LS structured operators, while the operators descriptively contain LO, where space and time respectively correspond to information and a combination of generalized cognition and telic recursion. One may therefore conclude that the conspansive evolution of space-time is an alternation of teleocognitive and informational phases cross-refined by telic recursion involving extended transmarkovian telonic relationships. Although it contains the observable aspect of SCSPL, LO may in principle contain hidden, inobservable parameters implicated in nomological relationships and therefore relevant to physical state, i.e., in addition to the standard dynamical variables of physics, LO may contain additional dynamical variables that cannot be directly observed, but only theoretically inferred on the basis of more or less general observations. For example, string theorists, M-theorists, and others often conjecture that the universe may be floating in some sort of external embedding space. Its relationship to which yields explanatory value regarding the internal state or condition of the universe itself. SCSPL conspansive duality suggests that the putative externality of such a space is not a meaningful property. If such a space exists and is sufficiently relevant to the universe in which we live to be of explanatory value to us, then it is by definition an ingredient of SCSPL syntax and can therefore be regarded as residing within SCSPL syntactic operators. In fact, this is a direct consequence of the reality principle. Although it would be possible to go on at length, this paper is intended to present a general outline of the theory rather than an exhaustive development. In conjunction with the principles and features enumerated above, the given framework should suffice to characterize SCSPL on an introductory basis and distinguish it in flavor and content from other theories. SCSPL as the self-excited circuit. We are now in a position to draw a few parallels between Wheeler's vision of reality theory and the CTMU. The self-excited circuit, the informational logic loop through which physics engenders observer participation, which engenders information, which engenders physics, is a tight characterization of SCSPL, so tight that it would be difficult, if not impossible, to replace SCSPL with anything else, and neither violate nor fall short of Wheeler's description. SCSPL is logical in construction, has a loop-like dynamic, and creates information and syntax, including the laws of physics, through telic recursion generated by agent-level syntactic operators whose acts of observer participation are essential to the self-configuration of the participatory universe. These acts are linked by telic recursion to the generalized cognitive perceptual interactions of quantum-level syntactic operators, the minimal events comprising the fabric of space-time. Through telic feedback, state and syntax are cross-refined from unbound telesis, or UBT, a zero-information domain of ontological potential, under the guidance of a higher-order law called the telic principle, a protean law without law, through which order is extracted from disorder as laws are configured according to the generalized utility of state syntax relationships for agent-level operators or observer participants. The binary yes or no indications prescribed by it from BIT are demanded by infocognitive monism and the fundamental status of two-valued sentential logic in SCSPL syntax. The world is not merely a cybernetic monstrosity, a giant machine ruled by pre-established law, but a meta-cybernetic system with logical priority over machines and the laws they obey. How come existence is answered by the fact that the universe is a global SCSPL operator amounting to one vast, self-selective, self-expressive act of reflexive observer participation, while how come the quantum is answered by the holological self-replication of the universe in each one of its microscopic syntactic operators and agent-level telors. Many observer participants yield one coherent world because through MU, the universe relates to its contents as a homogeneous distributed syntax that syndophionically supports and expresses their distinctions, even as they help it evolve through observer participation and telic recursion. Individual solipsism becomes distributed solipsism through the mutual absorption of SCSPL syntactic operators, made possible by a combination of distributed SCSPL syntax and shared teleology. The reality principle, along with MAP, M equals R and other logical guarantors of cosmic self-containment, shows that the syntactic stability of reality rules out any infinite reptilian regress of turtle on turtle, while the familiar continuum of classical physics corresponds to a syntactic LMS interpolation of the conspansive manifold generated by discrete SCSPL grammatical operations. Where space and time correspond to information and generalized cognition respectively, and where information and cognition are logically entwined in infocognitive SCSPL syntactic operators intersecting in states and state transition events, space and time are entwined in a conspansive event lattice connected by syntax and evolving through mutual absorption events among syntactic operators, symmetric instances of generalized observation influenced by telic recursion. Thus, time is not fed into the explanation of existence, but is a function of conspansive, telic recursive SCSPL grammar. The ultimate boundary of the universe is UBT, a realm of zero constraint and infinite possibility where neither boundary nor content exists. The supertautologically closed universe buys internal diphyonesis only at the price of global synesis, purchasing its informational distinctions only at the price of coherence. No question, no answer reflects the fact that reality consists not of